This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The risk of Armageddon is the highest it has been since the early 1960s. President Joe Biden said Thursday night as Russian losses in Ukraine prompt Russian officials to discuss the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons. Tim McGuire has a story.
In a speech at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, President Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. The president adding, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Biden's remarks are the starkest warnings yet by the U.S. government. They come at a time that the Russian military has had major battlefield losses in its war on Ukraine. However, U.S. officials say they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces. I'm Tim McGuire.
Greece's Coast Guard said Thursday at least 22 people died after two boats carrying migrants sank in separate incidents. Authorities said one boat carrying about 40 people went down near the eastern island of Lesbos near Turkey. 15 bodies were recovered, 5 people rescued there, with a search ongoing for the remaining migrants. A second boat went down off the island of Kardera after rocks hit rocks. Authorities said they rescued 30 people from the second boat. Migrants typically reach Greece from neighboring Turkey, but smugglers have been utilizing longer and more dangerous routes to avoid patrols in the Aegean Sea. And the Thai State Department, the U.S. State Department, that is, has spoken out after at least 38 people, including 24 children, were killed in a gun and knife attack at a children's daycare center in Thailand. The gunman killed himself along with his wife and child. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States began joint maritime exercises with a U.S. aircraft carrier on Friday. South Korea's military said a day after it scrambled fighter jets in reaction to an apparent North Korean bombing drill. The maritime drills are taking place off South Korea's east coast through Saturday, according to a military official. The drills come after North Korea launched a pair of ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday and later flew warplanes near the border with the South. In a statement, North Korea's foreign ministry also criticized Washington for calling a United Nations Security Council meeting over the launches, saying they were just countermeasures to the joint U.S.-South Korea drills. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says any change in the U.S. sanctions against Venezuela could only come in response to constructive steps by the Maduro regime to restore democracy. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the Organization of the American States meeting in Lima, Peru, Thursday, the top U.S. diplomat said, "On Venezuela, there is no change in our policy or on our approach." His answer came in response to a question about news reports that the United States is prepared to allow Chevron Oil to resume operations in Venezuela. The United States and several other countries imposed sanctions and economic sanctions on Venezuela in 2019 after they recognized the opposition leader as Venezuela's president, not Nicolas Maduro. Blinken said that the U.S. has been very clear that it will review sanctions policies in response to constructive steps by the Maduro regime to move forward with free and fair elections. And the UN Rights Council on Thursday voted down a Western-led motion to hold a debate about the alleged human rights abuses by China against Uyghurs and other Muslims in Xinjiang. The defeat, a close one, 19 against 17 for, is a victory for Beijing as it seeks to avoid further scrutiny, and only the second time in the Council's 16-year history that a motion has been rejected. That is seen by observers as a setback to efforts for accountability, the West's moral authority on human rights, and the credibility of the United Nations itself. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.